business.
Yeah, and every small business in South Africa is creaking at the seams. I mean, the huge levels of uncertainty in South Africa, the huge levels of political, social, economic uncertainty exacerbated by a collapse in electricity and energy certainty. I see a statement from the Minerals Council today calling for urgent interventions to enable greater private electricity generation for own use. Now, the Minerals Council of South Africa is saying in a statement that it welcomes the Department of Mineral Resource and Energies, this is Gwede Mantashe's department's statement, that it's committed to the development of adequate generation capacity to meet electricity demand in the interests of economic growth. However, this is the important bit, the industry believes that further actions are urgently needed. Now, I think there's a cabinet meeting tomorrow, and I wonder if the Department of Mineral Resources, Minerals Council, I beg your pardon, is pushing very, very hard to have a decision taken, an emergency decision taken in that cabinet meeting tomorrow, because we saw stage four load shedding on Monday shift to stage six very, very quickly on Monday, and that caused a huge amount of uncertainty. The vast majority of underground mines were suspending operations for at least a day, and there was concern it could perpetuate even greater stoppages. Stage 4 load shedding requires a 20% curtailment in demand by the mining sector, and it's huge. It's a real impact. It's a big impact and loses companies' production, and it undermines the economy. So what the Minerals Council is saying is let the mining industry produce electricity for own use. We chatted to Alan Seckham about this from Business Day earlier, saying if the department had given this go-ahead 4 years ago, then there'd be far fewer mines dependent on the national grid and we would have plenty of capacity. But we don't, because we don't take the big decisions quickly enough.